Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Denise Rigby, and I have a charge on my card that I need to say about getting taken off that I didn't charge.
Okay, I understand. Just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and also your mailing address for me?
Denise Rigby, P.O. Box 337, Kosciuszko, Mississippi, 39090.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on this information to load. One moment. Okay, so I do see here looks like $5 in 74 cents was paid for a cooler. And so that cooler, it also came with a $125 voucher. And that $125 voucher is why you were charged the membership fee of $56.95 and also $67.32 because it comes to you monthly. So you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have a cooler as a free gift?
I did, but I never got one.
Okay, and you paid the shipping for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So with you basically paying the shipping for it, you would, because it was a sweepstakes offer, it was for the chance to win the cooler in a raffle. So
I didn't get that. That's not what it said.
Yes, ma'am, in the terms and conditions. And so it is usually a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 50% refund out of that $67.32 charge.
Okay, so how do I keep that from happening every month?
Let's see. Well, the other representative have gotten this canceled for you.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go ahead and do that refund for you now. And that could take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
Okay, so, yep, okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
That's all. Thank you very much.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.